Long before Nashville attempts to build high-capacity transit like light rail, the first improvements will be more modest, like more bus stops with shelters. WPLN's Tony Gonzalez reports on the other near-term ideas in the transportation plan released last week.
Transit advocate Toby Meyer really likes what he sees in Nashville's 25-year plan, with one major reservation, the 25-year part.
The timeline, especially when it comes to rail, is not ambitious at all, and ultimately, rail will be put off so long, according to the current timeline, that we may never see it happening.
Meyer would like to see one highly visible rail line as soon as possible. Officials say rail projects can take 10 years. So, in the meantime, they want to improve the park-and-ride carpool lots in the region and the real-time app that shows when buses are arriving. They plan to simplify bus routes and add a few, although Felix Castrodad, planning director for the Transit Authority, says it's too soon to say which ones.
But I think we'll definitely look at, you know, what the travel patterns are.
That means more study, even if there's a clamor to take action now. Perhaps the biggest short-term change could be extended hours for the buses.
And we heard this from every place that we went to. Basically, you know, we don't come often enough. Sometimes hourly, sometimes more than that, especially in the middle of the day. So that's kind of a hassle for many people.
Among the other first steps, we'll be making the fare payment system more high-tech and streamlining how buses get in and out of downtown. There's such a pinch there that buses average just 6 miles per hour in the afternoon commute. For Nashville Public Radio, I'm Tony Gonzalez.